HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Sweet Little Lies by Kaz Freer. Performed by Jane Collingwood.
I recall the day we heard about Marianne with high-definition clarity, although I know nothing about what happened to her, nor the manner in which she left. I don't offer this by way of an alibi. Neither is it a well-practiced defence. After all, it's not as if I've ever had to explain myself. On the scale of likely suspects, I was always nestled firmly alongside Gran, hovering somewhere between laughable and nigh on impossible. And yet, in order to understand the demons that hound me, and indeed in the spirit of the police oath I claim to hold so dear, I feel it's necessary to make clear that I know nothing about what happened to Marianne Doyle, the girl who went to Riley's for hairspray and never came back. I have my suspicions, of course. I speculate plenty, especially after white wine. But when it comes right down to it, I actually know nothing. The same cannot be said of my father. 1998. It was the 31st of May, 1998, and we'd been kicking around Mulderin for over a week. I was 8 years old, podgy, with a head full of greasy curls and a mouth full of wobbly teeth, and I was almost certainly wearing my Pokemon t-shirt. Back home in London, my friends were getting ready to go back to school after the half-term holiday, but Dad had just announced, between mouthfuls of toast, that we had special dispensation to stay on at Gran's for another week, earning him a high five from my big sister Jackie and a slap across the face from Mum.